most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you decided to listen to this top-notch broadcast. There's something important going on. If you can't afford to go see Taylor Swift, maybe you can afford to see Taylor Swift this way. It's a special way. We'll tell you what that is coming up in a few minutes after Riggins does his rat killing.
Optimus is top trending topic. Elon Musk unveiled his Optimus robot yesterday at a press event called We Robot. Get it? I Robot? No. We
Robot. It's more inclusive.
It's crazy because these robots come marching into the press hall and they are very human-like. They've got heads.
Okay.
And he goes in to give you details. He goes, everybody's going to have an Optimus in their home. It's going to cost you about $28,000 to $30,000. It might be laughable until you see what this thing can do. So they're marching into the press hall. And then he says, everybody's going to have an Optimus in their home. And what's Optimus going to do? He's going to be your buddy. He's going to walk your dog for you when you're not there. He's going to bring in the groceries for you. He's going to put away the groceries. He's going to clean your house. He's going to serve you drinks to you and your friends, all while being 6 feet tall and a robot.
Yeah.
And it is unsettling.
Yeah, and it's what robots were always made out to be, you know, when it was just like some sort of a sci-fi futuristic thing. This is what they had robots doing, things like this.
Yeah.
And robots are the ones with heads, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. It's not a robot unless it's got a head.
Okay.
And that's why I say that, because, you know, back when I was growing up, that's what robot, you would never think of a robot being just a machine that's, right, you know, like the vacuum cleaner, you know. You would think of it being a person.
Sure. Yeah, and I was like, I don't want this in my house, until he gave that talking point. Oh, it'll also walk your dog for you when you're not there. And I went, that's why I would have him.
So 28 grand, and then think about all the stuff, all the work you get out of it.
It's a tool, just like a car. You know, you use the car to get places. You use your robot to do things that you don't want to do. So
yeah.
And mow the grass.
I predict this becoming a marginalized group as well.
A marginalized group?
Yeah, because they're going to say they're overworked. They're not, you know, they're not treated right, you know. Some politician will grab onto that and say, these robots, you know, the robot community is not being treated right, working as people's servants and all of that stuff.
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Blade Runner in real life.
Today's National Sausage Pizza Day.
Okay.
National Sausage Pizza Day.
Yeah, I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with a sausage pizza. Unless it's breakfast sausage or andouille.
But it's usually Italian.
I put andouille on pizza.
It's criminal. Anyway, you don't eat, Rob. Yeah, Rob pointed out, TJ does not eat Italian sausage. He will not. It's got a vapor to it.
Mm-hmm. It's no good.
I love it.
So we're going to do, I found some fun audio from the internet that we're going to play coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Sponsored by Richard Tocato Companies. If you're in North or South Carolina and you need some money and you want to get it from the equity in your home, Richard Tocato is the person to do that for you. He's a mortgage expert and he's our friend. Hey, friend.
Friends.
Go to homewithrichard.com. Homewithrichard.com.
What's the craziest y'all ever got at a concert? Did you ever go nuts seeing somebody you really wanted to see?
I'm not a go nuts kind of person usually.
Yeah.
But you mean like so into it, jumping up and down and slamming into each other and all that?
Yeah.
Maybe AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like Burt Bacharach or something. You really got nuts at that. No, AC/DC is one where you would definitely go a little nuts. Did you go nuts, Rob, any ever?
I was pretty excited when I got on stage with Disturbed that one time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you had a little participation.
I had my daggum fist in the air.
Yeah. So Sabrina Carpenter is on tour. I love Sabrina Carpenter. She is just as cute as they come. And she's got really catchy songs. But one of them was performed during her tour. And this is what one of the audience members was doing while she was singing one of her most popular songs. So you're just trying to enjoy the concert, and she's screaming like a banshee.
Yeah, what is she screaming though?
I'm working late because I'm a singer. You know,
and she's screaming the lyrics to singing along with it.
It's just, I mean, she's trying to sing, I guess, but it's just so loud, and that's got to be distracting.
How
right?
old is she? Could you tell how old she was?
I would say the average attendee of the Sabrina Carpenter concert, you know, a young teenage girl.
So sometimes they just can't control themselves.
My gosh.
You know, like, you know, like when the Backstreet Boys would come to town and they just would see them getting off the bus and start crying hysterically.
Yeah.
Just those emotions, man.
It's wild. Also, one other fun thing, a friend pointed out that said, you know, most everyone's name is included in a TikTok video on the internet related to a song about poop. And I said, there's no way that's true. But it's true. If you experiment with TikTok, you'll find stuff like this.
DJ Poop Poop. DJ Poop Poop. DJ Poop 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 Poop.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, so all you got to do is type in your name.
Lindsay. Poop Poop Poop. Lindsay, poop.
Yeah, I mean, it's the power of the internet, you know? So all you got to do, go on TikTok, type in your name, and type in that poop right afterwards. It's fun.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
I'm living the DJ life today in costume. A pullover hoodie and shorts.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a full-on DJ outfit. The only thing that could be more radio DJ about it is if it were to be a jersey and cargo shorts with Crocs.
A jersey with the show's name on it?
No, just not even. We can't afford that. I would just be having a jersey. Preferably a hockey jersey of some sort.
Yeah. What kind of shorts you got on?
I have on just regular.
Basketball?
No. I can't wear basketball shorts.
Don't be stupid.
No, I'm just saying because I'm too short to be wearing basketball shorts. I'd be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I can't wear big old shorts like that.
Do you wear the shorty sporty, like the real short, a 5-inch?
No, they're just regular, like short pants, like chinos that are short pants. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's better than the alternative.
Oh, yeah.
That is the DJ outfit.
But, yeah, I mean, I can wear workout shorts, but I can't wear basketball shorts.
It just doesn't look right.
No, man, no. It looks like if you put big, long, baggy shorts on a fat third grader is what it looks like.
Did you ever do the tank top with the basketball shorts and like slides?
No way. Mm-mm.
Never.
You know, the little M&M wannabes see at the amusement park and the fair.
K-Fed.
No. No, I never did that. I haven't worn socks to my knees, you know, in white socks to my knees in forever. Probably since I was a kid. And that's that outfit, you know, with the slides. If you want to go see Taylor Swift in concert, but you know you'll never, ever be able to afford it, then you can go see a Taylor Swift tribute band. I don't know. I'm guessing that more and more of these are going to be popping up.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
But I'm surprised that people don't get mad at a Taylor Swift impersonator. You know?
Why?
It's like, how dare you try to act like Taylor Swift? There's only one Taylor Swift. You know?
Yeah, I get that. But, I think you see a lot of these videos, and some performers are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is definitely a tier system, because I've seen some incredible impersonators, and they pack out places.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find the story, but there is one that they have that they've talked to, that makes $1,800 a show, and it stays booked. The Taylor Swift tribute, and it's a full impersonator, living an enchanted life, making up to $18,000 for appearances.
Oh, 18,000. TMZ.
I say 1,800.
Yeah,
I mean 18,000. Yeah,
that's impressive.
Uh huh.
They get the costume just right. The women usually look just like her.
Mm-hmm.
And are they as good as singers? They're fine.
To me, I always look at these tribute bands or impersonators and all as the like the musical wax museum.
Yeah.
You know, like people paying to go into the wax museum and have their picture taken with the wax figure that looks like the celebrity that they like.
Sure. If you can't meet Johnny Depp in person, you'll go to Myrtle Beach.
Right.
And pay $10 to meet him. It's kind of the same.
Yeah. Thing. God bless America.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Get ready. That Riggins Weekend Review song is coming up in a few minutes. Going to be smoking. Smoking hot. Like a pistol.
Yeah.
Like a $3 pistol. This is not my son that I'm about to play the this audio from. This is not my son, but it sounds like it could be.
Okay.
Okay. I have one son. His name is Boy, and he's 21. And he's not a post on social media, look at me, I'm talking to the camera kind of person. But this could be my long lost son.
Post an Instagram story with your friends and you tag them in teeny tiny little font off to the side so that my fat little fingers can't click on it. I want to know who's who. I don't care if it's cute and artsy. I want to know who the hot ones are.
I mean, he's got a point. He's got, the man has a point. Making those names so small. Some people even make them disappear.
Yeah.
They shrink them down so much that they just disappear. Mm-hmm. And he's got a point.
Yeah.
See, if I'm doing a deep dive on your Instagram store, I want to see who the hot ones are. That's a good point. Correct. I mean.
But what is it when somebody tags you and then your whatever it's called, your handle doesn't show up on the thing as being tagged on a story?
Yeah, that means that's what they've done. They've shrunk it down or put it behind the picture. And
so that's a thing that people would do that. Like if I wanted to tag somebody, but I don't want everybody else to see who I've tagged, or I don't want anybody going to their page for anything, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But if I wanted to, Riggins, if I wanted to tag people that were, that I wanted everybody to know, you know, we were friends or whatever, that's what I would do. I'd leave theirs up there and then put all of the schlubs behind it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
You can even tag like super famous people, even though they, like, you could tag like Julius Peppers in your pasta video. He'd be like, yeah, I'm with Julius. It's a weird reference, but you know what I'm saying?
And my little friend Jenny has done that to me.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Like, she's posted stuff and tagged me in it, but then what do you call it? My email, like, my Instagram address.
Your handle, username.
Username. My username wouldn't show up, even though I was tagged in it. And I said, "What did you do? Why didn't you put my name there?" Because I don't know why it did that. It did that with some other people too. Oh, but I see it didn't do it with Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson's name's up there. NASCAR champ.
I see Oscar the Grouch. Kyle Larson.
I see George Clooney.
You don't remember me? But you make me disappear? Okay. Yeah, it could be a passive-aggressive thing. I mean, if you wanted to do that, like let them know I'm tagging them, but let them not see their name. It could be that, but I doubt it was with her.
No, it wasn't. But it was that I didn't rank high enough on the famous list to be tagged in it was.
She would have made sure your name was on there before that got posted. If you were.
Well, or she at least wouldn't have made sure that it wasn't on there before she posted it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm on to her. I am on to her.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Please go subscribe to our podcasts and all of that stuff. Wherever you get the podcast, Spotify, Apple, the TJ and Riggins app, YouTubes, all of it. We would appreciate it so much, so much, so much. All right, so here we go. The most special time of the week when Riggins sings a song that he does originally every week, making fun of us and everyone else in the world. It's called Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay had to have a root canal. I'm sure that must have been hell. It's ironic because when she's here on the show, it feels like I'm getting one as well. You know? Today's National Sausage Pizza Day. I have that written down on my paper. TJ doesn't eat Italian sausage because it, quote, has a really strong vapor. And he will tell you it has a really strong vapor anytime you mention Italian sausage. It's got a vapor. It's got a vapor.
Straight up through my head.
TJ is heading to a wedding this weekend. I haven't been this jealous in years because I'll just be grilling cheeseburgers, watching football, and slamming beers. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. TJ, I don't know if you know this, but tomorrow is National Gumbo Day. TJ's gumbo is the best I ever ate. I would say, oh my God, are you going to make some? But you'll be at that wedding that's out of state. Rob and Lindsay really hit it off, discussing the woes of youth. And listening to those two all day has been a blessing, and that's the truth. It's been exciting to have some feminine energy in so many different ways. Because now we have butterscotch coffee and clip-in weaves for days. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Adult-a-ween is in full swing. Halloween is now about adults, and that's the truth. Out of the way, you snot-nosed kids. We're trying to cling on to our youth. Rafael Nadal announced his retirement from tennis. One of the best, I think you'll agree. I'm also announcing my retirement from tennis because those sweatbands look stupid on me, you know? Jennifer Lopez says she's excited to be single and she's not ready to be back on the dating scene. You can read her entire interview in the new issue of Liars magazine. And this is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you. When I saw that story this morning, I thought Rafael Nadal was like the leader of Venezuela or something.
Rafael Nadal.
Yeah. But he plays tennis.
He plays tennis, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
You into tennis at all?
No.
I've tried.
No way.
I tried to get into the U.S. Open this year. Put me to sleep.
Did you have tickets, though?
No.
Oh, you mean get in, like watching it, not actually get into the event.
No, I mean, I probably could, though.
You tried to qualify.
Doesn't look that hard.
No, doesn't. All right, we got more coming up.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, TJ, I screwed up big time. One of the problems about being a public person like you, TJ, is that a lot of people listen to you, but when you share details about stuff in your life, people want more details. And they're like, oh, can you come in? So the other day you had mentioned your macaroni and cheese. I forget why. We were talking about macaroni and cheese, and you shared like part of what makes a good macaroni and cheese. Yeah. And that day somebody messaged, oh, my God, well, TJ – is TJ willing to share his macaroni and cheese recipe? And I stupidly saw the message later. I was like, I'm sure he'll, like, you know, I was drunk. I was in the beers. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he would love to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, fast forward 2 weeks, and the woman messaged us back yesterday. Like, I'm still waiting. I'm like, oh, God. So don't feel pressure to give me the macaroni and cheese recipe. You got a busy day.
But this is, and I don't like it when people say this because most of the time I don't think that they're telling the truth, but I really don't have a recipe.
There's no recipe
for that. And I, it's one of those deals. I make it differently almost every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but I use, you know, what I was talking about the other day is putting a little cream cheese in it and using evaporated milk.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Instead of regular milk or cream.
All right. So take that, Christina. Listen, there you go. He doesn't use a recipe.
Do you make a roux every time?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Bechamel.
Talk. Jack in the Box has introduced their new gaming box, and this is a meal designed for gamers, video game players. Yeah. DJ hates the word gamers. It'll cost you $14, but here's what it includes. Tacos, two tacos, an order of tiny tacos, French fries, and curly fries, and one Red Bull drink. $14.
Yeah, that now, looks great, though.
Why is that a meal for gamers? It's two different fries and two different types of tacos. What are they saying about gamers?
I don't know. What do you think as a video game enthusiast, Rob? What are you taking from that message?
I think it's like those foods are like not messy foods. Like, so you can one hand kind of situation. Because the tacos are all, because their tacos aren't like the ones that fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if that's what you think that means, then if that keeps you going as a gamer and you don't take any insult from this, then that's great.
I mean, if I liked if I was a huge fan, the tacos they have are good, but if it had something else from Jack in the Box.
Yeah, it's just tacos and fries, really, and a Red Bull. They didn't include the big empty gallon jug to pee in, so you don't have to leave your game. You know, a lot of gamers were doing that. Right. They would just pee in empty bottles and leave them there. So
you just pee in the box in that one. That's
you can just pee in the box. Yeah, that's good advice, Rob.
Yeah, I'm guessing that those are foods, though, that when they get cold.
Yeah.
That they're not going to be, you're still going to eat them, especially if you're sitting around all day doing nothing but playing games. It's just a lot of food, that finger food.
Yeah. And if the Red Bull is the drink of choice at dinner, you know, at your sit-down dinner,
right?
That's really all you need to know.
Radio show, podcast, get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Right, right. So, we got Now Trending coming up again in just a few minutes. Make sure you're up to date on all of the stuff that you need to know, the important things of the world. Riggins found something on, it was either on social media or on the internet. And I had forgotten about this TV theme song, Riggins, because I used to watch the show a little bit, but I was a teenager, maybe a little, I was probably older than a teen. I was probably close to 20 or something when that show was popular.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to go out.
You know?
I'm going out. The show called Step by Step with, Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers and the Code Man. He's from Tennessee. Sasha Mitchell from Tennessee. Okay, so there's a guy who has paid tribute to their theme song.
Just the theme songs. Theme songs don't get stuck in your head.
All right, first of all, this guy's wearing little round glasses, a flannel shirt, and some khaki jeans, and that flannel shirt is tucked into these jeans so neatly, and he looks like a little engineering student.
Yeah.
You know?
Like they used to, right? Anyways.
A dream was broken, felt like all was lost. What will be the future? Could you pay the cost? You wonder, will there ever be a second time around?
So good.
Oh, when the tears are over and the moment night's gone, sing my Lord and think I found someone. No one will be better to be putting it together on that second time.
That's so good.
Hell yeah, dude.
He ripped that one.
But shows don't even have theme songs anymore, do they? Very rarely, and if they do, it's an instrumental kind of thing. Yeah. They don't have catchy jingle type theme songs.
No.
And to me, one of the best TV theme songs of all time is the Golden Girls.
Yeah,
that's great. And then the young people like the Golden Girl. Young women do.
Yeah,
and so you know they thank you for being a friend. Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. They just they don't. I mean, I think SpongeBob SquarePants is like the last big one. Mm-hmm. I know that's a weird thing to say, but like everybody knows that theme song.
Yeah,
they just don't make them anymore.
And let me tell you, children of the '90s, something here.
Uh-oh.
The theme song to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is not that great.
Yeah, overrated.
Oh, way overrated.
Totally. I totally agree with you.
But if you say that around some people who were children of the 90s,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they get mad. And then when you tell them the Carlton dance is not funny, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Hokey, cornball. That's why I don't ever say it. I keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the wrath.
It will be a wrath.
Dealing with the children of the 90s.
They're going to come at you with Furbies and Pogs.
Teddy Ruxpins and the whole thing.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Riggins, you've had situations where you were living with a roommate, right? Outside of college and in the dorm and all that. You've had a roommate.
Sure.
And y'all are the same age. I remember when you first started working with us, you lived with a guy and same age.
We grew up together.
Okay. There is a roommate situation in Australia that has made the world news because it's a 22-year-old woman, and her roommate is a 73-year-old man.
Whoa.
She, they call each other roommates. It's not like she's, using, renting a room from him as a boarder. They used to call it, he had a boarder. But says that they have similar interests. They both like running. And, he didn't expect it to work out because of the age difference, but they get along really well. And there are pictures of them and videos showing them, doing little workouts together and all kinds of stuff.
And they're not.
No.
They're not hooking up.
Nothing of a sexual nature.
Okay.
How weird is that,
though? It's extremely weird. They have a lot in common. I mean, yes. I guess running, good for them, but
they both love soup.
Yeah,
I mean, really? They've got that.
They sit around and watch Jeopardy. I mean, what else do you have in common with it? She's 20?
22
with a 73-year-old man?
Yeah. So my daughter is 24, and I don't think she'd want to be roommates with a 73-year-old man.
As much as she loves old people.
Yeah, she does. She loves old people.
She's not going to want to live with one.
Can you imagine, though? I'm 55.
Yeah.
And if I had a 22-year-old roommate of either sex, but especially a 22-year-old woman roommate, that what we would ever talk about?
I don't know.
We wouldn't even have the running part to talk about.
It might get you into some new hobbies or new activities. Might introduce you.
I would be introducing them to things, because I can't learn anything from young people, remember?
It can't go both ways. You know what? She can help you get into your email.
I got you to do that. You do that for me,
Riggins. It's called job security. She better back off once a month. How do I get in my email? I don't know. Wouldn't you be open to the idea, though, if you had that roommate? You wouldn't be open to, trying new stuff,
Riggins, have we met?
Well, then
I don't try new things.
Okay.
No, I would, yeah.
Go to Topgolf or something.
Yeah, I like trying new. I will try new things, and I've found a lot of times that the new thing was good and all that. But I'm talking about just the day-to-day conversation and having to, when I walk through the living room, having to check and make sure she's not making a TikTok dance or something. Every time I put dinner out for us, she has to take 10 pictures of it, and she's videoing me cooking it and then speeding it up and doing jump cuts of me, and I don't even know what's going on.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. I'm here with my old roommate TJ.
I wonder if she would be open, if she's my roommate, open to new things.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Old people are supposed to be open to new things that young people want them to learn, but it's never the other way around. old people that want young people to learn new things are just considered out of touch and out of, you know, out of style and old and the whole thing. Like if I try to, you know, she taught me how to, you know, do goat yoga. I tried that and then I got her to try not using the word literally in every sentence or like every other word. She wouldn't, she would look at me as being just a grouchy old man.
Let's try this.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Check that out. Sponsor of Now Trending, No More Last Days. It's a great new company we're working with, dedicated to saving dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. So for the next few months, they're going to be supporting a great local charity helping dogs called Empowering Paws out of Calabash, North Carolina. But you can go check out the people from No More Last Days at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through the end of November. And go check them out online. Buy some of their awesome merch, tjriggins.com/last days. It's going to a great cause. So love an organization supporting those pups. You know what I'm saying?
And he was holding up the one of the t-shirts for the camera if you want to go see it on the YouTubes.
Real cute stuff. So go check them out. tjriggins.com/last days. Bath & Body Works is apologizing. People were really offended when they saw their new candle. It's called Snowed In. It went viral this week, and Bath & Body Works is apologizing because people say that the snowflake design on the candle...
Oh, yeah, it does look kind of like KKK, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
...resembles the hoods that the KKK Klan members wore. They're pointy and white, and they've got holes cut in. And it, once you realize it's a snowflake, it's clear it's a snowflake. Yeah. But on first glance...
What are the dots on the snowflakes? Is that just what a snow... Oh, okay, it's holes. Like you cut it, like you cut it out of paper. Okay.
Exactly. So
okay.
They're apologizing.
It didn't need those holes. They could have been better off sleeping with it gone.
I could see why you could make the mistake if you just saw a picture of it, but obviously they're not putting KKK hoods on a candle. But they said, we're very sorry. We're taking your feedback into account, and we've apologized if we've offended anybody.
As soon as you spun that around, that's the first thing I saw. Reads, oh, they look, yeah, they look like KKK.
Yeah, so they're going to work on the design.
God. Yeah. I mean, how does that make it out? You know what I mean? If you turned that to me and I knew in a split second what that looks like.
Really?
How does that make it out of Bath & Body Works with all of the people who have to sign off on it before it leaves and gets mass marketed?
Yeah. So has anybody pointed out that kind of looks like the KKK?
I never understand that kind of stuff. How does that make it out of there?
Yeah, so they're going to work on it.
Whoever designed it was very adamant. It's not. It's not that.
Okay. No, they didn't even see it. There's no way anybody saw it. Yeah. Because if one person would have even mentioned it, they would have said, oh, God, no, we got to stop, stop. So glad you saw that.
You got to check that out for yourself. Controversy has broken out on our social media pages. More details next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a new product that is one of the most ridiculous things I have ever seen. But you dog lovers are going to love it. I'll tell you what that is coming up in a few minutes.
So the new Chicken Big Mac is out at McDonald's. They started selling it yesterday. And Tech D Rob told us during a commercial, oh, I'm going to go get that today. Mm-hmm. But I have heard reviews. They just replaced the beef with basically a chicken patty, and it tastes a lot like their Chicken McNugget. Mm-hmm. But their early reviews are in saying it can't beat the Big Mac, the original. It's a little dry. They said it needs more sauce or maybe a dipping sauce of some kind.
But did they say it's supposed to beat the Big Mac?
They didn't say it was supposed to beat the Big Mac. They're just giving an opinion like it's good, but it's a little dry and it's not as good as the regular Big Mac.
Yeah.
So if you want to change the name of something or change the ingredient in an iconic menu item, you got to think, oh, they're going to make it better maybe. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't sound like they did, at least according to some reviews I've seen online. But I think the Big Mac overall is overrated at McDonald's. I'd much prefer double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, I can't eat a double quarter pounder.
Too big for your little mouth.
Yeah, and it's too much. The bread to meat ratio is off on that. It's too much meat.
Too much meat.
Too much meat, man.
So what is an overrated food in your opinion? Do you have one? A couple years ago, I said the Reese's pumpkins are overrated.
Oh, yeah.
And that about sent the internet into a tailspin. They're delicious. Probably my favorite Halloween candy. I just don't think it's the be-all, end-all.
Yeah, and I think that kind of stuff comes from trying to join the crowd.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe
going over the top with it, you know, just like with mac and cheese. Exactly. I think that's overrated. So that's the one I always go to.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese is way overrated. It's okay. It's good. If it's done right, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's not the greatest side dish of all time.
Yeah.
Y'all kill
it. Well, it's usually when women grab onto something.
Right. Right.
That turns it into a phenomenon. You know?
So at TJ Riggins Show, if you've got an overrated food, what's the most overrated food in your opinion? Christy, is upsetting everybody. She said, overrated, the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes.
Oh,
they leave
on.
A weird taste in your mouth. They're not as good as people make them out to be. Christine said, s'mores. Hard to eat and so messy. I'll take a cake with some cake with a fork instead.
I agree with that. Yep. S'mores are overrated.
Yeah. Tacos. I mean, these people are just really looking to start trouble over here.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Wagyu steak comes up. I don't like it. Too much fat for me, and it gives a weird texture. Never had it, but I believe that. Too much fat might make it a little goofy to eat. Bacon, I mean, crazy.
Guacamole.
Crazy answers.
Guacamole.
Guacamole comes up a lot. So at TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a great one, we'd love to hear it.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I often find myself asking the question, what is wrong with people? I do that all the time, even when I'm alone.
Do you?
I will say that in my head. What is wrong with people? And today I've been saying that in regards to this story. You know, people, a lot of people in our society love the Crocs.
Yeah.
And love wearing the Crocs. Well, there's another section of our society that has been clamoring for, begging for Crocs to make their little shoes for dogs. And now they've done it. Okay. Dog Crocs.
Dog Crocs.
You can go ahead and buy them on their website, but they're not, or they have them on their website, but they're not available until October 23rd is when you can buy them. And they're $50, just like the average price of a regular pair of Crocs. You can also get them to match. You know, you can have some Crocs and your dog can wear the same exact Crocs.
That's pretty cute.
Now.
Didn't we have a story yesterday that Crocs are ruining kids?
Yeah.
So it'll ruin your dog's feet now.
Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself on the Crocs website and you're about to order you and your dog matching Crocs, please go get some help. Go get some help. Listen. Send a DM to me if you find yourself doing that on the Instagram. Send me a DM, and I'll get you some help.
It's not even a little cute to have matching Crocs.
No, it's not. It's a mental health problem. See, there's the picture of them.
Oh, there they are. Okay. Hot pink.
Mm-hmm. Like a hot pink swirl, like a strawberry cream lifesaver.
Sure. All right. $50, a little steep. A little steep for dog Crocs. Riggins, but
you're,
I think it's
you're over the top in areas of things with your dog, like filtered water and that kind of stuff. But you wouldn't put Crocs on your dog, would you? Or any other types of shoes?
No.
Just for attention?
No.
Because that's what this is. This is dog owners seeking attention.
Pavement gets very hot, you know, they warn against. No, I would not do this. This is stupid. But. It's kind of cute.
Yeah, I think we need to pray for these people. That's what we need.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Please go like and subscribe us on all forms of podcasts and YouTubes and stuff. We would appreciate that so much. this is a fun little slide into the weekend type conversation. Maybe when you get together with your friends and you find your joy this weekend, y'all can talk about this, add to it. They have asked a question on the Reddits. What foods are delicious in small amounts but disgusting in large amounts?
Ooh.
For example, frosting. If you just sat down and ate a tub full of that icing from Betty Crocker or whatever, it would be disgusting. But if you just eat a little bit of it, it's delicious.
Yes.
My number one, before I even looked at the list, when I just saw the question, I said mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is what I would have said.
Butter.
Butter.
Have you ever eaten a spoonful of butter? No. It's no good.
Yeah.
let's see. Eggnog. That's a good one. You drink one little thing of eggnog, if you start just tanking up on it, you'd be like, cheese.
Disagree.
You sit down and eat a block of cheese, Rob?
I have before.
You have?
Yeah. I've also done it with spray cheese. Well, you just get the whole can.
They doesn't say spray cheese here. I don't know if they count that as cheese. But I could eat a whole can of that. Okay, yeah.
Good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
Could you eat a block of cheese?
No, Lord, no.
That sounds insane.
I can only eat if it's not on a certain any other food, if it's just by itself, I can only eat a couple of little squares of cheese.
Oh.
I can't, you know, if it's in a charcuterie, yeah. I have to have the meat with it or a cracker or something like that. But I can eat a couple of the little cubes. Yeah. Without anything else, but that's about it.
Just eating a block of sharp cheddar is unhinged.
Just walking around, you know, chewing on it like a big candy bar.
Oh, wouldn't do cheddar, I'd do Colby Jack.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a savage. Mm.
Walk around eating one of those little soft balls of mozzarella.
Just like an apple.
Just eat all the Baby Bells in the little package.
Yeah, that's another thing. I can eat one Baby Bell, and that's it.
Oh.
I can't eat another one by itself.
That's crazy.
But I had a friend growing up who loved mayonnaise so much, he would get a big tablespoonful of it like I do peanut butter,
yeah,
and just eat that as a snack.
Straight
mayonnaise.
Oh, that's vile.
Oh, he was white. Oh,
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.